International White Cane Safety Day will be commemorated tomorrow, October 15, under the global theme Vision Beyond Sight, celebrating independence, resilience, and recognizing achievements of the blind. The day highlights the critical role the white cane plays in promoting autonomy and inclusion for people who are blind or visually impaired. Founder and president of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams, who is visually impaired herself, says White Cane Safety Day is more than symbolic. It's essential for advocating the rights and independence of the blind community.
It's a very important day because it is with the white cane. It helps us to navigate our environment safely, and it also helps to promote our independence. So when they see this cane, the person is visually impaired, blind, so they would know that they will have to slow down or take away from the person. So the cane is very, very important for those of us who are visually impaired or blind. There are some persons out there, they are visually impaired, they are blind, but they are very proud. They don't want to use the cane because they figure if they have the cane in their hand, persons would realize that they have an issue. So sometimes those very persons fall into difficulties. I am saying that every person that is visually impaired or blind should have the use of a white cane.
To mark the occasion, the Voice of the Disabled will host a White Cane Safety March and Rally, an event designed not only to unite but to educate the white the public about the significance of the day and the role VOD plays in empowering the disabled community.
On Wednesday, should God spare our lives, we are going to have our White Cane March and Rally at Bayabo. We think it's best that we decentralize it because it's important that the communities around us learn about Voice of the Disabled and what we do. So our White Cane March this year is going to be in Bayabo. We are going to start at the bridge and we'll climax at the Evangelical Church right there in Bayabo, where we'll have a short rally to mark International White Cane Day.
Adams is calling on the residents of Bayabo and surrounding communities to show their support and says the organization also hopes to collaborate with the traffic department to ensure the safety and accessibility of public spaces for cane users.
So I am encouraging the persons that are living in Bayabo and the surrounding area to come and support us on Wednesday. We want to start at 10 a.m. As I said, we will be starting at the bridge and we'll finish at the Evangelical Church. I want to also walk along with the traffic police because I think it's time in St. Vincent this white cane be recognized, you know. It is important that we have public awareness. I think if St. Vincent needs to step up its game where these things are concerned, so, you know, we can have free access as well passing through Kingston and different area where we want to display our independence.
Founder and president of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams. White Cane Safety Day serves as a powerful reminder of the resilience and rights of the blind and visually impaired, and of the ongoing need for awareness, accessibility, and inclusion. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.